peace with God.
There's only about a week of World Cup action left in Brazil, and this far in, a lot of teams have been eliminated. So their only hope for winning soccer's most prestigious title is now 4 years away. Franklin Graham asks, what about you?
Where is your hope tonight? Is it in your bank account? Is it in government? Politics? Where is your hope?
Stay tuned as Franklin Graham explains that the only place you'll ever find real hope is in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Welcome to Peace with God, an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I'm Bill Meyer, and along with Franklin's encouraging message on hope, you'll also hear an encouraging teaching today from his son. Will Graham looks at the Old Testament figure of Jacob, a man who thought he didn't need God.
If God can use a person like Jacob, then God can use anyone, including you and me.
Stay tuned for the rest of Will's teaching coming up right after his dad's message.
Peace with God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
peacewithgodradio.org or 888-61-JESUS.
888-61-JESUS.
Now let's go to Franklin Graham's 2004 festival in Bakersfield, California, and begin listening to his message, Bartimaeus.
A lot of people have been talking about hope. And tonight, many of you here do not have hope in your own personal life. You have tried drugs, alcohol, various relationships. You have searched for money, but yet there's an emptiness in your life, a vacuum, a void that cannot be filled. And you don't sense any hope for your life. Well, I'm here tonight to say that yes, God does have hope. He's got a plan and he's got a purpose for your life, that Jesus Christ died for your sins. And my question to you, have you put your hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ? God loves you. God wants to forgive you. God will set you free, but you've got to come God's way, and that's through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Where is your hope tonight? Is it in your bank account? Is it in government? Politics? Where is your hope? I want to look at a man this evening, a man in the Bible, who didn't have a whole lot of hope. And maybe you might identify with him. And it's in Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Now, they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, and he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabbi, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus along the road. We have all seen blind people. I have always been amazed how a blind person can take a dog on a leash and how they can go down a sidewalk or using a cane, tapping with a cane, come to a busy intersection, cross a road, go down another block, turn left, turn right, go into the door, go upstairs into an elevator, and find the floor that they want to go. I'm telling you what, I'm amazed. I don't know how they do it. You've heard the expression flying blind. Well, I'm a pilot. And there are times that we fly, we're in the clouds, and you can't see in front of you, you can't see below, to your left or to your right, and you have to focus and you have to trust your instruments. And if you try to fly the plane by feel, you can get a sensation called vertigo. And if a person succumbs to this, the plane can go into a spiral, into a dive, and you and your passengers and those on the ground at your impact site can be killed. And there are many of you here tonight, you've been going through life and you've been flying your life blind. And if you do not change the course and the direction of your life tonight, if you don't turn and go God's way, you're going to end up destroying your life, and possibly your friends and those that you love can go with you. And I'm here tonight to tell you that God loves you, and God will forgive you, and God will set you free, but you've got to come to God His way, and that's through faith in Jesus Christ. What hope do you have? Your hope is in Christ. And will you come to Him tonight in faith, confessing your sin and repenting, and by faith receiving Christ into your heart and to your life? Bartimaeus was blind. The only job he could get was begging. And here he was on the side of the road, begging. In his blindness, you see, he couldn't see his own filth. He couldn't see his own rags and depravity, nor could he see beauty. And you see, outside of Jesus Christ, we're spiritually blind. We cannot see His beauty. We cannot see His glory. We don't see our filth and the mess that our lives are in outside of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor, blind and naked. That is our condition, spiritually, before God. And the Bible, it says, in whom the god of this world, the devil, hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. We have been blinded by sin. And the Bible says we have all sinned and come short of God's glory. Bartimaeus was not only blind, but he was poor. Now, I was just in Africa. Now, I know in this county and in this valley, there are poor people. But the kind of poverty that you see in Africa, you don't see necessarily in this country. But we're all poor towards God. Every one of us, regardless of your earthly possessions, we are poor towards God. We've all sinned. We've all come short of God's glory. And the Bible tells us that the penalty, the wages of sin, is death. I ran from God in my own life. I was raised in a Christian home, went to church, memorized scripture. But there was an emptiness in my life. I didn't want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of all of my life. There were areas of my life that I wanted to hold back. There were areas of my life that if I felt that if I could control, I could be happier. And I wanted to be fulfilled. I wanted to have fun. And I was afraid that if I gave 100%, that I would not have fun, I wouldn't be happy. And, you know, I just wasn't going to take that chance. And I found that as I went through life, I could have fun, I could go to parties, I could have experiences that brought pleasure for a moment, but then there was that emptiness, that sense of hopelessness in my life. And I began to wander and I began to drift, and I sensed this big black empty hole in my life, and there was nothing that could fill it. And one night, I realized that I was a sinner. And that I had been turning my back on God. I had been running from God. And that night I got on my knees and I asked God to forgive me. And I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life, to take control of my life, to take all of my life. And that night I told God that I surrender all, 100%, everything. He could take my life. He could spend me. He could use me however He saw fit. And I asked Jesus Christ to come in to take charge, to take control. That night, God forgave Franklin Graham, not because I did anything special, not because of who my parents are. It's just simply because I was a sinner confessing my sins, asking for God's forgiveness, and receiving God's salvation for my life, which was His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There is no other way to God except through Jesus Christ. He is the only hope. There is no other hope. It doesn't matter what you have or who you are. You're spiritually poor outside of Jesus Christ. Bartimaeus was not only blind and poor, but this man had no hope whatsoever. No one could cure him. No one could help him. And many of you tonight, you feel the same way, that there's no cure, there's no hope for you. Friends, I'm here tonight to tell you God loves you. And if you're here tonight and you don't think you've ever been loved, you come to God. He loves you. If you feel tonight there's no hope, you come to God and let Him reveal His plan and purpose for your life. Did you know that your life is special to Him? And if you had been the only person that had ever lived on the face of this earth, He loves you so much that He would have sent Jesus Christ out of heaven down to this earth on a rescue mission for you. That's how much God loves you. Will you put your faith and trust in His Son tonight?
So are you ready to do that? To put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? If you are, or if you still have questions, visit us online at peacewithgodradio.org. And when you're there, just click on Grow Your Faith. If you'd rather talk to us about beginning a relationship with Jesus, you can always reach us at 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. Stay tuned for the rest of Franklin Graham's message, Bartimaeus.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
There are no ifs. There are no only whens. Jesus calls you to trust Him completely, period, no matter what.
After 5 years of being married, we tried to start our family, and I had 3 miscarriages.
As she worked through the pain of those losses and the health issues that caused them, Kristen answered God's call to go into children's ministry.
And so, with me going into children's ministry, I've had a lot of kids come through my path and watch them grow in Christ.
But Kristen and her husband eventually had 2 daughters of their own. They adopted the first girl, and several years later...
I did not know I was pregnant until I was 5 months along. So I was high-risk pregnancy. When I gave birth, the baby was perfect. She was fine. So I have my 2 daughters in 2 very special ways, both from my heart.
Trust God. Learn more at billygraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. That's billygraham.org.
Thanks for joining us today for Peace with God. The most important event in the world of soccer is going on right now in Brazil, the World Cup. Nandy Price has a unique understanding of what's happening on the field. She was a rising star in the world of women's soccer.
Then at 17, I was named an Olympic alternate. I was flown out to San Diego, California from Florida and trained with the U.S. women's national team for about a year.
But Nandy's Olympic and World Cup dreams were cut short during her freshman year at UCLA. 4 games into the season, she suffered a very serious injury.
Pretty routine tackle. I just go in with a girl into a tackle, and she completely missed the ball and kicked my leg, and my tibia snapped in half. And, I mean, devastating doesn't even, explain it.
It was during her recovery that Nandy began discovering her need for Jesus Christ. And in the midst of that seeking, a Christian friend invited Nandy to a Bible study.
And I met the campus ministry leader. His wife said that she would just answer my questions. So 6 weeks or so of her just answering my questions and being really sweet and normal and helping me, she said, "I think you're ready to give your heart to Christ." And I remember just saying yes, like, "I know I'm ready." And in that moment, feeling a marked change.
Today, Nandy works for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. She's the college ministry coordinator for the My Hope with Billy Graham Outreach. Nandy says just as friends are coming together right now to watch the World Cup, Christians can invite friends to watch a new message from Billy Graham this fall.
We want people to really look at the way that their community is structured and to say, hey, how can we use this process, this initiative to reach our community? If it's in a living room, if it's in a larger venue, if it's one-on-one, the flexibility of it, I think, is really great. And that's exactly what every country is doing right now with the World Cup.
You can hear more of our interview with Nandy by going to peacewithgodradio.org and clicking on TV and radio. Look for Stories. To learn more about My Hope, go to peacewithgodradio.org and click on What We Do.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
There's hope.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Hope is the theme of Franklin Graham's message on today's edition of Peace with God. He's using the story of Jesus healing a blind beggar named Bartimaeus.
Bartimaeus was not only blind and poor, but this man had no hope whatsoever. No one could cure him. No one could help him. And many of you tonight, you feel the same way, that there's no cure, there's no hope for you. Suicide rates are climbing. Drug use is escalating. Alcohol addiction on the increase. USA Today not long ago said 20% of 12th graders said they smoked marijuana. 74% of those who use marijuana said they got very high or they got completely stoned. 3,000 young people between 15 and 20 die in alcohol-related accidents last year. The papers are full of suicides. Young people who feel that they have experienced everything there is to experience in life, and there's this black, empty hole in their life, and they feel the only hope that they have is to take their life and bring it to an end. Friends, I'm here tonight to tell you God loves you. And if you're here tonight and you don't think you've ever been loved, you come to God. He loves you. If you feel tonight there's no hope, you come to God and let Him reveal His plan and purpose for your life. Did you know that your life is special to Him? And if you had been the only person that had ever lived on the face of this earth, He loves you so much that He would have sent Jesus Christ out of heaven down to this earth on a rescue mission for you. That's how much God loves you. Will you put your faith and trust in His Son tonight? Bartimaeus was hopeless. He expected to die in his blindness. There was no one who could heal this blindness. There wasn't a doctor, there wasn't a clinic, and there is nothing that you can do to rid yourself of sin, the sin of your life, outside of Christ. Outside of Christ, there is no hope. But yet God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Will you put your faith and trust in Christ tonight? Bartimaeus, blind, poor, hopeless, sitting in the dirt on the side of the road, has a little ray of hope. There's a commotion. Something's going on. And somebody's passing by, and he asks a question. What's happening? What's everybody hollering and running for? And this person that goes and says, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. He's coming. And Bartimaeus had heard about this stranger from Galilee. He had heard that the dead had been raised. He heard that he had forgiven sins. He heard that the lame had walked. He heard that the blind had received their sight. And Bartimaeus, at the top of his voice, he screams and he cries out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And the crowd said, Bartimaeus, be quiet. Other beggars, hey, Bartimaeus, we got the best begging spot here in town, and you make a commotion. They're going to put us in jail. The cops are going to come. Don't make a scene, Bartimaeus. We're just blind beggars. There's no hope. There's no hope. Just let him pass. And the more they rebuked him, the louder he shouted, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped for Bartimaeus. And tonight Jesus will stop for you. And Jesus called Bartimaeus. And when they called him, they said, be of good cheer. He has stopped. Bartimaeus, he's calling your name. And Bartimaeus jumps up and they hand him his robe, they hand him a cloak, and he throws all that stuff aside. And when you come to Christ, you've got to be willing to get rid of that old life that's been holding you back, the sin that has entangled you. You've got to be willing tonight to turn your back on your sin. You've got to be willing to leave your sin. You've got to be willing to come by faith, put in your hope and trust in Jesus Christ, accepting him as your Lord and Savior, and letting him take control of your life tonight, asking for God's forgiveness. And tonight God will forgive you and he'll set you free and he will cleanse you tonight. That's right. He will forgive you and he will cleanse you. And you will leave the stadium a new man, a new woman, but it's a choice that you've got to make. God doesn't force himself on you, friends. It's a choice you've got to make. You can accept what God has done for you by receiving Christ by faith. And if you're willing to trust God and his plan for your forgiveness, for your salvation, tonight, if you'll put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, God will forgive you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There is no other way to God except through Christ. Why? Because it's Christ that paid the debt of sin. It's Jesus Christ that died on Calvary's cross. The wages of sin is death. That's God's standard, death. There is no substitute for sin, death. But Jesus took your pain. He took your death. He went to the cross in your place. And if you're willing to accept it by faith, God will forgive you. That's right. Hope? Bartimaeus had no hope until Jesus came. And he put all of his hope and trust in him. And when Jesus called him, he came. And Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do, Bartimaeus? He said, Master, I want to see. And Jesus said, your faith has healed you. In that moment, Bartimaeus could see. And you know what Bartimaeus did? He followed Jesus. And if you come to Christ tonight, you've got to be willing to follow him. You've got to be willing to live for him. You've got to be willing to trust him. Will you do that tonight?
If you're ready to start following Jesus and begin trusting your life to him, we'd love to come alongside you. And if you still have questions, we'd like to help you answer them. You can visit us online at peacewithgodradio.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. Or you can call us. Our number is 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. By the way, that's the same number to call if you'd like a free CD of today's program. You can listen back to it anytime you'd like, or you can share it with someone else. Just call us at 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787, and ask for your free CD of today's program.
Peace.
With
God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
You just heard Franklin Graham explain that you can only experience real hope when you trust your life totally to God. Sometimes that can be a hard lesson to learn, as Franklin's son Will explains.
If God can use a person like Jacob, then God can use anyone, including you and me. Jacob was a selfish man who placed all his hope in himself. All his faith was tied up in his own ability. However, God wants us to trust in him. So in Genesis chapter 32, God visited Jacob late one night, and they physically wrestled by a river. Jacob could not win. At the end of the wrestling match, God touched Jacob's hip, and it came out of socket. He was crippled. For the first time in his life, Jacob had to rely on God for everything, protection and provision. Jacob's faith was now centered on God. From that point on, God used Jacob to lead his family. Don't be like Jacob and be self-reliant. Place your trust in God now so he can use you to influence those around you. Live by faith and not by sight. For Peace with God, I'm Will Graham.
Here at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, we trust God to provide the resources needed to share the message of Jesus with people all around the world. If God's calling you to help provide those resources, give us a call. Our number is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787, or you can give online at peacewithgodradio.org. Next week here on Peace with God, Billy Graham teaches on the value of your soul.
Jesus said, one soul is worth the whole world. You may gain the whole world and awaken one morning to find that you've missed the most important thing in all of life. Why is it so valuable? Why is your soul so valuable?
You'll get the answer to that question on next week's edition of Peace with God. Until then, I'm Bill Meyer. Thanks for joining us today.
Peace with God is an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.